I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Cum Slug, Danny Beard.
And I'm Cum Slut, Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy is hosting a hookup funeral.
Danny's shitting the bed.
And we're rebranding as the Gluttony Gaze.
Oh yeah. Feed me.
Feed me.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, Danny Brrr.
And this podcast is two queers.
In your ears, bitch.
Talking all things from our community, LGBTQIA.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not part of that or you're not an ally, switch off.
Oh, baby, if you're anything like last week and you are that guy that was in the go-kart and arena with us, you won't enjoy it.
Or if you're the guy who had a cum slug up his back, then you will enjoy us.
Yes.
Not cum slug.
Cum slug.
That's me. I'm not a cum slug. I'm a cum slug.
This is us sharing things from our community. Your wildest confessions, hookup horror stories, and we get all the goss from the listeners.
Yeah, which is you.
Anything from shitty boyfriends
to wake hookups.
Is that like woke?
I don't know, but we're going to find out today on the Gossip Gaze.
Exactly that.
Why did I turn into Bailey J. Mills there?
Or the guy on the Walters.
What, K.Y. Kelly?
No,
she sounds like she's on the Walters. Has anyone ever seen K.Y. Kelly, the drag queen, the international star?
Yeah.
No. She's like, hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the show. If you're offended, fuck off.
Buy your tokens from the dashboard for that. Your next ride.
I love that.
If you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch with us and share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else. Camp crazy or cuckoo. Mm. You can do that. How, Danny? How can you do that?
You know what? You could do it via carrier pigeon. You could do it by magic teapot. You could do it by a dragon that you hire from dragonhire.com, and that could tell us. Or you could do what everyone else does and send us an email at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DM us on Insta at gossipgazepod. And you can also get in touch via WhatsApp. You know the score. It's in the description of this bio.
The very description.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I went French.
Yeah.
French fireman.
Don't get horny, sir.
Don't get horny, sir.
Girls, what are you up to this week? Well, I'm currently in Turkey.
You are in Turkey. You're going for... What do you want to say? What for?
Get some new teeth.
I'm only going to publicly say the teeth, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to get your dick injected.
Silicone dick. Have you seen them silicone ballies? Where people...
What would you do if I came back with tits?
Fab.
I'd be jealous.
No, I'm going for my teeth.
Yeah.
So I've I feel like a dick when I say this kind of shit, but I'm doing like an influencer
brand deal with Turkey.
Doing a brand deal with teeth. I don't remember the deal.
You have had your teeth done before in Turkey though.
Yes. Sorry, hang on. So I'm doing a brand deal with TKC Healthcare.
Right.
Because I had my teeth done before.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8 years old. My teeth. When I first got them done, I could only afford the top and the bottom, and I spent $2,000 on them.
Yeah.
And you know what? They say they're guaranteed for 10 years. The crowns.
Yeah.
If I was getting my teeth done now, would I recommend people to get full crowns? No, because I think the technology has come on so much better that they do like the caps now where it's minimum abrasion to your teeth.
Yeah.
Where I've got a full mouth of pegs.
Yeah, so if you took your fake teeth off, your little teeth look like something sharks. Out of the sea. Yeah, like yeah. Little, like something yeah. out of the ocean, yeah. actually. Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Piranha teeth.
Uh-huh. Scary.
Yeah, scary Mary, yeah.
Yeah. If I lost the plot and I pulled them all off with pliers, I could scare kids. In this
yeah, you could. You'd look like a creepy clown. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Good for Halloween, though.
Great. But I'm getting them all redone. And then this is the thing, since I've had the top and the bottoms done, I've got eight on the top and the bottom, the rest of my teeth are real. But I've had like a tooth out at the back.
Right.
And I am quite conscious of my mouth when I sing and I laugh, and I always throw my head back when I laugh.
And show those real teeth at the
and
back.
And show that the fucking Hollywood white is just a facade.
Right, okay.
Behind the Hollywood white is the Croxteth estate. Do you know what I mean? It's all party in the front,
right?
And fucking not even fucking business in the back.
No,
showbiz. What is the what is it?
Showbiz
business
at the
in the front. Showbiz at the front.
Yeah, and at the back you got a pot noodle and a cup of tea.
Honest to God, yeah. The cup of tea's in the pot noodle. Not even got a mug. So I'm getting all that done, and I really like the doctors. They do a lot of plastic surgery.
Right.
I'm not going for plastic surgery.
No.
Don't want people getting misconstrued and saying, "Oh, that'd be a thing."
You come back like bag of chips.
With any luck.
Yeah.
Drag her.
She looks great. Good for her. But I'm getting nothing invasive.
No.
But I'm also getting my boyfriend a hair transplant while I'm there.
Yeah, I'm going to get my second hair transplant this year for sure. I'm desperately needing. I had mine done.
Are you?
Yeah, we discussed it on this show when I first had it done.
I know you were upset when you did your skydive, weren't you? Do you not want me to say that?
No, that's fine. Sorry. I was because you can see the top of my head.
But no, who sees that? Unless you're on your knees, who sees that?
No, but I'm just conscious about
Morgan.
It.
On the rest.
Morgan's taller than me as well.
I know.
So I think anybody taller than me can see, like, I use fibre
powder.
So
you want the middle, do it?
The middle and back now. Well, I kind of want it all the way through, yeah.
Yeah, I just get them. You don't need the back. Your back and sides are fab.
Oh, no,
you know what? You look so good. Don't beat yourself up.
No, but I do want it done, though, this year for sure.
You've been touched by an angel. Your Botox kicked in.
Touched by an angel.
Must be talking to an angel.
That's it, yeah.
Must be talking to an angel.
So I want to go back. So I wish Ty all the luck in the world because I had
I'm a bit nervous for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if he fully knows what he's getting. I was just like, babe. I know you really want a hair transplant, so surprise.
Yeah.
We're going.
Thing is, though, I think nobody told me that the initial first bit hurts. Everyone's like, it's pain-free, you'll be fine. And I was on the bed, and it felt like they'd shot me at the back of the head, and I was crying, because I didn't know what was going on.
Well, did they numb it?
It's douche, like five things at the back of the head, right. And it's basically separating your scalp from your skull. And they were like, it's pain-free. That was not pain-free.
Why the fuck would that be pain-free?
And I could feel the blood dripping down my neck, and I was what is going on? I was like, I've come to Turkey and I've just been shot.
What in the...
literally didn't know what was going on.
What in the saw 10 happened to
it
you?
It was literally like that. And I was like, have I come to some sort of weird...
Did they use anaesthesia? They use anaesthesia.
Can after I just that, paint the full picture here?
After that?
When we went for Billy's treatment, it wasn't with TKC Healthcare. It was with somebody else. But when we went for
all right, you're not going to lose your brand deal.
We went... Girl, I'm a business lady, okay? Girl, when we went... I stayed in a luxury, they said luxury.
Yeah.
In a luxury, what was it?
It was villa. It was a surgery villa.
It was basically the fucking, this company owns a couple of villas that they put up.
Yeah.
And we all stayed in these rooms. And there was girls walking around with drips hanging out of them. There was girls with all the BBLs. None of them could sit down. Tits done, face done, nose job, the lot.
Yeah, they look like blow-up dolls.
Yeah,
they did. They look like blow-up dolls.
I was having a fucking ball.
You were chatting to them all?
Oh.
You were best mates with them?
I wish I'd have took a fucking film crew.
Yeah, I know. It was fab.
I could have sold it to Netflix.
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Danny Beard on Surgery Villas.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was
It was fucking brilliant. And it was fascinating.
It was fascinating. And if you are going for evasive surgery out in somewhere in like Turkey, you need to do your research, by the way, everybody. Just a little PSA.
100%. If you're traveling for any procedures, research.
Yeah.
Look at the reviews. Read the bad reviews.
1,000,000%.
See what the bad reviews are saying. If the bad reviews are saying, I don't like the airline.
Yeah.
But if the bad reviews are against the doctor, and everyone's got a couple of bad reviews.
For sure.
You need to look at them and think, right, what's the behaviour behind the behaviour?
But my specific hair transplant was amazing, and I'm...
You look great for it.
And I'm going to actually...
It's a confidence thing, right?
It's a massive confidence thing, yeah. I'd be bald now if it weren't for the hair transplant. 1,000,000% bald. Look like Homer Simpson, two hairs and a nip.
Imagine you're bald.
I know, but actually when I shaved my head before I went... I actually enjoyed it, and I was like, what am I going for now?
I'm excited to see that.
Did you have to shave your hair before you go?
Well, they completely shave it completely off when you're there, but I took it down while I was there.
Where do they take the hair? Is it someone else's hair they transplant onto?
No, it's mine. They just shave it off, darling.
Oh,
they take the follicle, they don't take the hair.
I was confused,
the hair follicle, yeah.
I thought it was your own hair.
Yeah, it's the follicle.
The follicle from the back.
So, yeah.
Something I wanted to discuss, actually. Oh, are you still on the surgery?
No, I was going to say, because I'm feeling very, like, fresh at the mouth, because I also saw Sophia Bailey Aesthetics a couple of weeks ago, so I had my nose redone.
Yeah, this is like
my Botox.
Yeah.
I used to want a nose job for years, and then after I got a liquid rhinoplasty.
See, I really want a nose job because my nose bends, and I'm kind of thinking, can they fix it with filler?
Probably. Do you know if anyone can, Sophia can.
I might go to you.
She trains people on that.
Wow. I'm going to go.
She's the top.
I want a straight nose. I've got a bent nose.
She might be able to do something if that's what you want. But also, it kind of makes you. Don't completely get rid of all your features.
I'm not, I don't think.
No.
I am who I am.
I am who I am.
You are Bent Billy. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Billy.
Exactly. You'll be able to sniff a line around a corner no more. Do you know, jokes aside, do you remember Anita Wiglet from...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're quite close with Anita, right?
I love Anita Wiglet, and she's got that funny shape, like, face, hasn't she?
Yeah.
If, I know you shouldn't.
I'm sorry. If I found out someone was talking about me and they described me as funny shaped face, I'd be gutted.
She's a comedian. It's the perfect thing for a comedian. You don't want a good looking comedian. Joel Dommett, not funny.
Yeah, no, he's not funny. Mm. Not one bit.
Do you know
funny.
What I mean?
Fit though, and he's
all the funny comedians.
Alan Carr, hilarious.
Hilarious.
Funny face.
Funny face.
Yeah.
James Acaster,
not funny.
No. No, all right James looking. Acaster.
Do you know what I mean? Who's Kate Pitchin?
Kate Pitchin?
Who's
that? I don't know who that is.
Come on, Geordie Lass.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Millican. She's not a muggle.
No, she's not
a muggle. She's funny.
Yeah, she's funny.
Me, I'm ugly. I know that, but I'm funny.
Yeah.
This is what it is. There we go. Thank you for saying yeah.
Yeah, you are funny.
Okay.
I had a really nice Chinese this week. I know this is really fat girl of me, but listen to this. So
where from? From Yongcha?
No, I moved into my house like 2 years ago, right? And I couldn't find a Chinese in my area. I was on Just Eat searches, but there's one like 5 doors up that's not on Just Eat. It's always busy.
Got a knock on the door.
It looks minging.
Say the password.
Looks disgusting. It's called Lucky Star, but when you go in the menu,
Google the fucking hygiene rating. I can't be dealing with
that. I did.
That's the worst thing I've ever done.
I did Google the hygiene rating. It's fine. I think it's like 4. It's not 5, but it's fine.
Do you know what? 3 and above, I'll eat.
See, I once had a Chinese and I looked at the hygiene.
Why does everyone look shocked? Sorry, Billy. Why is everyone shocked in the studio?
Because like it's so easy to get
do
a 5.
You just go for
it's so easy to get a 5. You just don't commit a crime.
Oh,
you right. Don't commit a crime.
That was really posh, Sam. Is it really easy to get a 5?
I've worked in kitchens before. Like 5 is just, you're just following all the rules. If it was less than five, there was something.
Should I up my starring?
At least a 4.
You're not going to have dead rats in the freezer and shit with 3 stars, are you?
No, but maybe like they haven't labelled their food properly.
Oh,
and then
okay.
It could go off.
Well, lucky me.
And then you can
look at this mixed meat chow mein's got it all.
E. coli.
Yeah.
Amazing. So it's called Lucky Star on the outside, but when you go in, it's called something else. I don't think they can afford the new signage outside.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're supporting local.
But it was the nicest Chinese I've had in my area, and I thought, it's not on Just Eat.
Was it cheap?
It was average price.
Because I live in town.
No, see,
so
you're spoilt for Chinese food in your area.
I'm spoilt for food in general in living in a city centre.
For sure. I'm jealous. Cause
don't be, because it's a nightmare.
Why?
Because a Zempic, then I order in, don't eat it.
Right.
You can order less. Quid.
You can order less. My stomach's rumbling now.
I was gonna say, your stomach's shouting out for fucking Yum Cha.
I know, yeah, it's literally starving.
It's a blessing in a disguise. I don't want to get into it. I can't be asked, but food's dead expensive in town. My nearest Chinese this is really shit content. I'm sorry, everyone.
No, go on. People want to know.
Hey, don't dox yourself. Seen Billy for when a few you say days. When you say your nearest Chinese, make sure you don't dox yourself.
We won't name it by name, but your nearest Chinese is across the road.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous,
stunning.
Yeah, it's one of the nicest.
One of the nicest. But it's a restaurant.
Oh, darling, it is expensive. We've ordered from there before, and I was like, I've ordered two things. It's fucking 80 quid.
Them, they'll do me stuff that's not on the menu.
That's because you don't know it's for Danny Beard.
We're never fucking clear.
I know.
I just, they know me as the salt and pepper shoe, my boy. You don't have it on the menus. And I love a salt and pepper shumai.
What's a shumai?
Fat girl tip of the week, girls. If you go to your local Chinese takeaway this week and ask for a salt and pepper shumai, do you like dumplings?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a pork and prawn dumpling. They're normally steamed.
Mm-hmm.
But when they can salt and pepper them, they can lightly batter them and fry them afterwards.
That's
nice, with salt and pepper.
That sounds good.
And they're
good.
Really good. I'm not going to lie, they probably won't be on your menu, but if you bat your eyelids and push your tits up like me, you might just get it.
Well, I mean, on that note, should we crack on with the show?
I'd rather carry on talking about food.
I'm starving, yeah.
I'm starving. Do you know what I've also had this week?
Go on.
White chocolate cream eggs are back.
I love them. They were like rocking our shit last year.
They were.
You could only get them in packs. Remember, I went round.
One white cream egg in a pack of three.
Yeah.
One was normal, one was caramel. Where them caramel ones went in the bin. What? Who the fuck's buying a caramel cream egg?
Me.
Fucking
love them. Yeah. I have one caramel, I have one white cream egg.
What?
I eat the caramel first and then fondant. I have the white. I have two.
Oh, no, I only have one at a time because I'm not just lying, but on a Zempic, I'll have that and be like, phew.
You were eating that the other day and Morgan thought it was a boiled egg.
I know.
He did. You were like, no cream egg, darling.
No, yeah. Darling, it's full of fondant. Just the nicest thing. And another little fat girl hack for all us
Fatties.
Who like to eat
yeah.
Is that you get just roll croissant.
Just roll, you mean easy roll from the shop?
Easy
like
roll
pastry.
Croissant.
Yeah, okay.
Croissant. It's got to have that lamination.
Okay, yeah.
Easy roll croissant. White chocolate cream egg rolled in the croissant.
Mm-hmm. Air fried. Knew it. Perfect.
Gooey white chocolate.
Can we do that tonight at yours?
Do you know what?
Because I'm coming to yours tonight.
Can, babe?
Yeah, let's
you grab the ingredients. I'm going home for a nap before we do that. Do you know what's also really nice? We can get some flaked almonds.
Fab.
Oh.
Flaked almonds, white cream egg, air fryer, melts. Oh, it's... Oh.
My stomach's going already. It's like, feed me, Seymour.
I think we need to just finish the show here today and go and eat.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to get in contact with us, share a dilemma.
Anything else,
fat
camp,
tip.
Crazy or cuckoo.
Fat
actually,
girl tip.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Fat girl
what
has.
Are you eating at the moment? Send it in.
Let us know.
Send it in.
Oh, Lily May is saying we can't end the show there. We've got some stories. So we'll be back
We're
after
really
this.
We're not
going
to end the show, though.
I was starving.
No, we've got to do the fucking lettuce,
babe. Okay,
that's the whole point of it with the gossip gaze.
Right.
We need the gossip.
Okay.
This isn't gossip. This is just gluttony. We're not called the glutton gaze.
We could be. And we should be.
We should be. We could be, and we should be, and we are on Grindr.
Right, we're going to head to a break now, but first, are you cuckoo for confessions?
Mm.
Are you gagging for the gossip? Or are you turned on by tittle tattle?
Mm.
Well, then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, your fellow queens, and your allies,
ooh,
telling them
ooh,
to listen
ally,
to us.
Ally.
The Gossip Days, spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now, and we'll give you a few moments while you listen to these adverts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gays, everybody. Welcome back.
Probably.
We're back with your dirty confession. Sorry, I had to turn and read to the screen because we're on auto cue today.
Well, yeah, we call it auto cue, but it's just an alt telly.
So we've been asking for your dirty confessions, your questions, your gossip, third hand, second hand, first hand, whatever you want, and the wilder the better.
Yeah.
Woo.
So I tell story when it says. This says, hi, Danny, Billy, Lily Mae, and Sam.
Oh, we got all of us in. The whole gang's back.
Can I just say, someone on Instagram messaged us last week and being like, yes, mother, Lily Mae, love you. So Lily Mae's officially mother.
Come on, mother.
Yeah, mother.
Mother of the house.
Mom. Mother of the house. Mother of the house. Mother of the house.
Now, this person says, can you help me settle an argument?
No.
Yes.
No, this is something up your street, I think, Danny. You're good at this.
Can we get the aircon on in here? Because I'm starting to really fucking die.
This says, I am pansexual. Can I just say this is from a non-she-her? So this says, I am pansexual / fluid woman and I have a straight boyfriend. I went on a night out with my friends and I kissed one of my straight female friends.
Is she open?
I don't know. She said it didn't mean anything and fair few of my straight friends get all needy and affectionate when they've had a few porn star martinis at ZZ.
Ooh,
I just added that in there.
Fucking red flag number 10 was ZZ.
Yeah.
It was either there or Stuck in Lettuce.
It's not a big deal to me and my friends. I told my boyfriend about it and I thought it was funny because my friend is such a straight girl, but he said he thinks it's technically cheating and he gets it but doesn't want me doing it again in the future. I think it's fine and I don't really plan on stopping. It's not like I do it loads. Am I being a dick?
Yeah.
Do you count kissing a mate as cheating?
Yeah. Whoo, girl, this ain't no argument, bitch. Listen here.
Go on.
If that ain't the rules of the relation, the heteronormative relationships, I get you not. I get you pansexual fluid woman. Great. Good for you.
Love it.
But your straight boyfriend isn't, unless it's a conversation. You need to have that convo, babe. It needs to be a conversation. And you said you've got no intentions of stopping. So then, you know, maybe it's a conversation to have and just say, it doesn't mean anything. This is how I feel. It's just kind of how we get as a group. To be honest, you've probably got to be prepared for your boyfriend to say, well,
I'm uncomfortable.
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So if that's a deal breaker,
well,
so be it.
There's two things on this. One, when you say, when you announce that you kissed your one of your straight female friends, we're talking about a peck, we're talking about getting off. Because that's very different. Because I feel like if it was a peck, you wouldn't have announced it. There's nothing to announce. And the second thing is for you guys, if your boyfriend kissed one of your friends,
their friend.
Yeah, would you be like, yeah, that's cool. Who was also gay?
Oh, see, we have a rule where it's you don't go there with mates. So, like, Morgan couldn't, like, shag one of my mates.
When are you going to follow that rule?
I don't go with no mates. Which mates? Which mates have I gone with? Which one? Behind Morgan's back?
No.
Oh, I think I know who you're on about. Yeah. I mean, separately then.
Okay.
I mean, separately.
Okay. No, okay. I wasn't going to throw you under the bus.
Like, yeah.
Actually, you know what, Morgan, listening? I know. On the 29th of September last year, Billy was with Bailey J.
So separately we wouldn't.
Right. But together you can.
Yeah, but also not close mates. Not mates who are like fucking. Really. Yeah.
A kiss on the lips is worth raising your eyebrows at. I think. Because even if your friends be needy, just like a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
A hug. Why did you need a kiss on the lips, regardless of how big the kiss was?
But I also think if it does mean nothing, then why stop? Also, why tell your boyfriend? Is that really
if
bad?
If it meant nothing, why announce it? This is why I'm suspicious.
Like, go with it. I quite like suspicious.
Yeah, right. That's a gossip gaze dictionary of the year. Yeah.
I'm fucking suspicious about this right now.
I'm not.
I'm totally suspicious.
I think this person just likes to kiss their mates on a night out, and I think it's all innocent and fine. And I think
I do as well. I don't think it's not innocent and fine. But what I think is you have a boyfriend, and this is what people in this day and age forget. Being in a relationship is about thinking about your partner with most stuff you do. I'm not saying change, but what I'm saying is relationships take work. You can't just go through life and be like, I'm going to do everything I want to do and not have consequences. You've got a boyfriend who's uncomfortable with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're doing.
Yeah.
One bit. But he's not happy.
Right.
And if you're with someone and you're going to dedicate your lives to spend time with each other, to know how serious or not you are, if he's your boyfriend, it's serious enough for you to consider his feelings. And you've literally said, he's not happy with it, but I'm not going to stop it. So to me, you're not considering his feelings.
Right.
And if I was the boyfriend, I would be upset. Really upset. If my boyfriend was like, well, I'm going to keep kissing people and you've just got to deal with it. Well, I'd say, well, ciao, adios.
I'm done. Okay, right. Wow, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting on a high horse. I'm not a perfect person, but...
You consider your boyfriend's feelings.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do that to me. And I just think... I do think a lot of the time nowadays, people don't... This is why I see so many of my friends breaking up and all of this and going through flurries of boyfriends. We haven't.
Yeah.
We've been quite lucky.
Mm.
But people just don't have the respect. They're cheating on each other.
Mm.
And I do think it's a culture. Like, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, so I'm going to keep this very loose. But I've... got to know a group of straight people,
yeah,
through someone else, and I went on a night out with this group of straight people, and every one of them had boyfriends. Girlfriend. God, I'm so gay. I can't even think of it. Every one of them had girlfriends, wives, babies.
Yeah,
all cheating. It's what they do.
They all cheat.
It's what they do. They go out
and are these,
they pull,
are these men?
And they all keep it between themselves.
Right.
And then I was like, do you do this all the time? They're like, yeah, it's only a bit of fun. It doesn't mean anything. We're on a night out.
Right.
And it's just what? And then I was like, well, do you, other mate? Yeah. Well, it's like, it's the culture. I know these aren't straight.
Yeah.
By the way, I know I've gone on a tangent here, but I don't understand this, where we're at in the world with relationships. It's not a surprise. It's not them working out. You need trust. You need love.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm perfect and I'm some Trisha Goddard here. But like just basic things, like thinking about what will this action upset this person. If you're not ready to think like that, then you're not ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
You can't have your cake and eat it.
Let's be honest.
Some people do though.
They do.
Yeah.
But it's mean and it's manipulative. I can't think of the word, but I'm going to go really hard here and say it's fucking psychotic to really want to mess with somebody's feelings like that.
Yeah,
I would hate that to be me.
Yeah.
I'm ranting. I'm going to stop.
And I think if you flip the script here as well, I do think your stance would be different. I think if your boyfriend said, oh yeah, I'm just going to have a couple cans of Stella with the boys and then we're going to start kissing because they feel needy.
You wouldn't cope.
Me? I'd be fuming. I'd be fuming.
Being honest, you do have more of a jealous streak than Muggs.
Poof.
And that ain't me throwing you.
No.
But I think it's good to be honest and open.
For sure.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
I'd hate the thought of that.
You'd hate that.
But I'm also...
You wouldn't even want him being friends with them people after that, I don't think.
I think...
Not that you'd stop him, but you know what I mean?
I'd have so much to say.
I would be awkward every time they went out with the friends, knowing, oh, that's the group of friends where they all get off.
Yeah, and I also think, though, like, I'm sort of in a place where I'd rather not know anything. So I'd be like, do what you want. I'd rather not know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my stance on it, being like, well, why don't you just not tell your boyfriend? But that's not his, that you're not letting him say that.
But when in my last relationship, I was in an open relationship, that's how I wanted to be. I wanted to be, I'd rather not know.
Yeah.
And they wanted to be, I want to know everything. So I always told them, then didn't want to know them. But then when I did find out them, it would upset me. So it didn't fundamentally and ultimately work for me being in that open relationship. I'm in this, my new relationship now, I wouldn't want it to be open.
Yeah.
Not saying that's not where we go in 10 years. If we both have that conversation and both want it, I'm always open to it. I've done it in the past, but right now,
it's
I'm
not where
open
you want
to
be.
It. It's
yeah.
not on the cards.
Yeah.
I've been together 8 months. It's new relationship. And I think something like that takes a long time, like, and trust and to be able to do that. And also I think fundamentally it probably was the catalyst for us breaking up.
Right.
Not the catalyst, but it didn't help that we could go and experience stuff without my partner there.
Right.
So when the relationship started to break down, I could also go off and escape with sex with other people.
Yeah.
It just didn't help the mix.
Yeah, I get that.
So fundamentally, I don't think that open relationship worked for me. I don't know why we've come here, but
yeah.
Hey-ho, it's an interesting chat.
Yeah, for sure.
So don't be open.
No, I'm not saying that because it worked great for 10 years, but, you know, it didn't in the end. And I'm very lucky I'm still friends with my ex. It's been fucking hard.
Yeah.
But we're still good friends. I went out with them last night.
For sure. Yeah.
You know?
But she, her. Well, there you go. We don't
really forget you. Sip of that. God, this Coke is turning me into some fucking.
To answer your question, no, it probably doesn't count as cheating, but it's a bit sus. I'm suspicious.
Oh, yeah. We didn't really round that off.
Yeah.
That was the question.
You wanted us. You wrote into us. You're a cheeky bugger. You wrote into us thinking we'd have your back. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get advice from two fucking sluts. I'm going to get advice from them because I know if anyone's going to have my back, it's them Frubin fucking fish food eating.
Fat sluts.
Fat cows. With too much filler.
Yeah.
Too much to say. Yeah. They'll say, and then I can put this down in the car and be really passive aggressive. Ooh, would Danny Beard off Drag Race and DJ Billy Andrew from Via? They think I can do it. Well, listen to this, bitch. No, you can't.
What a great letter. Thank you.
Great Danny, do you want to read us a story?
I'd love to the read right us one. A story.
Yeah, that's the right one.
Here. Hi, Gossip Gays.
Hi.
Hello.
I have something to get off my chest. I've literally not told a soul.
Wow.
Because I'm too ashamed to say what I've actually done.
Oh,
what is on your chest that's bad? Just wipe it off.
A little while ago, I went to the funeral of a family friend. It was a really tragic loss as they're only in their 30s. I knew the person and they were so lovely, but I'm mainly attending to support my mum and sister who were close to them. Obviously, the mood's a bit weird and everyone was drinking through it. And after a few rounds, the mood picks up.
Right.
I started to notice a guy looking at me from across the pub.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And he was actually really fit.
For fuck's sake.
And I was shocked because I've never found anyone in my village fit or gay, which is partly why I moved away.
Right, okay.
I love this already.
Same.
Anyway, through the evening, I get chatting to him and he gets flirty and flirty gets sexual. And then a lot of people attending the wake have left at this point, including my mum and my sister. But I decided to stay out because, to
fit
be honest.
Guy. Fit guys there. Yeah.
God.
I want to fuck this guy.
I knew it. Yeah.
I don't want to pull at the wake, but carry on.
We ended up going, girl.
Where have they gone? Sauna.
Where do you think?
Gay bar?
No.
Home?
Not the graveyard. No.
The disabled toilets.
Oh, okay.
And it got hot and I ended up sucking his dick. Please don't do that in the disabled toilets. There could have been someone out there.
Just do
there?
Drugs in them.
Suddenly, crazy. Oh, girl. Oh, my God, girls. Mm. Suddenly, the door shoves open and it's the father of the family friend who died is standing there looking at me with a dick in my throat.
In the throat?
He closed the door and apologised, but the moment we made eye contact felt like forever.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I felt awful and it was like I'd totally forgotten why... I was there.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Sure.
And I can't believe the door wasn't locked properly. I literally can't imagine what that poor man thinks after seeing me gagging on cock. I can't even read the last line. I literally cannot imagine what the poor man thinks after seeing me gagging on cock on the day of his daughter's funeral. I never want to hear that again.
Oh, my God.
Woo! I'm... I can't do more.
I went straight back to my parents and didn't say a word, and I can't bear going back home now, and I honestly don't know how to get rid of the image of my family friend's dad standing in the doorway. I'm so ashamed. I haven't even sucked a dick since.
Ah.
Listen, it gets worse.
Go on.
The next day, I receive a text from my sister.
You made
the guy was my cousin.
No, it does not say that.
It doesn't. But you won't shit yourself.
Oh, that's
there's a time and a place, isn't there?
This is the thing.
Yeah.
I think if, you know, you were at any event's an appropriate event to meet someone. Listen.
Right.
We live in the world of Tinder, Grindr, Brenda, Scruff.
Recon. Yeah.
And actually, is I think the most important thing now to try and meet. I don't want to sound like an old woman.
Meeting in person. Yeah. The old fashioned.
The moment you went wrong.
Awake.
I think the moment they went wrong was the misuse of the disabled toilet.
And also getting caught.
I don't want to try and sound like fucking pure woke bitch up in here. But I am, and I'm quite proud of it, actually, because I think people who aren't woke bitches are just racist. So, not that this has anything to do with race. But anyway, I do feel like this, but I feel almost cringy saying it, but I feel like you shouldn't be in a disabled toilet that long. What if someone needs
it? We don't know how long.
It was a blowjob.
It might have been. She might be efficient.
I don't know about you, but my blowjobs, you know, I go in, I go ham, I go fast, I go slow. I'm taking my time. It's not like
you're just having a scram.
It kind of depends.
That's not the hook and crook.
Yeah.
The moment they went wrong was they misused the disabled toilet, and they did it in the leave.
Yeah.
Everyone else had left at this point.
For sure.
You guys could just go.
Do it in a car, in a park.
I mean, go round. Yeah. I mean, that's illegal.
Right.
Think,
yeah. Right. Is it? Sorry.
Oh shit! Sorry. God, my normal behaviour is illegal. No, but you know, move on.
I think I just think the biggest mistake was getting caught by the father.
No, he's doing it there. It's a wake of a dead girl.
If it's what she would have wanted, maybe that's less bad. But
I want people sucking dick and cock at my funeral /wake.
Did she, though? That's what matters.
No,
did she?
You are cordially invited to Billy's funeral gangbang. Please bring poppers and lube.
Standard entry for the eagle.
Honest to God, your wake's going to be in the fucking eagle.
Yeah.
Jock. Or muscle gaze like that with your coffin.
Literally. Resting poppers.
Oh, I love that.
Fab.
But I go back to, I think any event is a fine event.
To meet people.
It's so much nicer to be able to say, where did you meet? Oh, actually, really funny story. We met at a wake.
Sucking them off at a wake.
You don't need to do the sexual antics. Yeah.
Well, do you know how many gays do you meet now when they say Grindr?
Well, I actually...
You met your Morgan on Grindr?
It was... No, he stalked me on Instagram. It was Instagram he got me.
Yeah, because he was messaging me first, remember?
He wasn't.
But side note on that, like, gays meet through dating app isn't, like, something... A commentary on... gay people apps is a commentary on
society
because
that is my comment on society. That's why I used the other apps,
Tinder, Blender.
No, that's what I mean, any apps.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean, like any apps, like that's a comment on society that gay men have to meet each other through apps, because before that it was in secret in bars.
Yeah,
so you know,
this
is like the first time in history where you can actually meet someone in public, in person, and you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it, but I think meeting in real IRL POV, me meeting someone in real life. That's my next TikTok.
Should you have one more story?
Let's do a story, Sam.
I'm drained from these previous two. I don't know if I've got one more in me, but we're going to give it a go. This is anonymous. She, her.
Ooh.
And she says, Danny, Billy, Sam and Lily Mae. My ex had a habit of falling asleep on the toilet after a few drinks. Yeah. One time, my sister came to visit. We went for a nice dinner and drinks. It was a nice evening, but we had a fair few bottles of wine and were very pissed. We got back to mine and we settled to watch a film, and my ex went to the toilet. 20 minutes later, I was getting worried and I went to check that he was okay.
And he'd fallen down the well.
Oh. He didn't respond, so I broke into the bathroom to make sure he was safe.
Broke in?
It's very dramatic.
Where'd you live, Fort Knox?
He'd fallen asleep, as I thought. So I tried to wake him up and put him to bed. He still was very sleepy and drunk and wouldn't stand properly, and I couldn't get him to pull his trousers up. I was pretty drunk too. It was all just very difficult. I got him to sit on the floor, and I started to notice the horrific smell of what he left in the toilet. It was liquid shit. I swear.
New brand
smell...
of poppers. Liquid gold, liquid shit.
I swear. The smell started to sober me up, and I noticed that he had...
No.
He hadn't wiped. Is he not wiped?
Stop trying to guess it. It's not going to be sick. That you're
I noticed he hadn't wiped, and his dirty ass was on my... His dirty ass was on my bathroom rug. I forced him to sit in the... No, the rug was stained.
Oh, throw it in the water.
I forced him to sit in the bath, and he just crawls into it, and I see brown marks all on my light pink bathroom rug.
Oh.
And it
light
fucking
pink
stinks.
Bathroom rug? I'm sorry, the standout was light pink bathroom rug for me.
It is giving 60s Nana.
You've got a pink bathroom rug.
I've got a pink bathroom rug, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, your bathroom's gorgeous. Sorry, side note. Billy's bathroom. No. Billy's bathroom's gorgeous. He's got them tiles. Remember in the old Asters?
No.
Yeah, I do have them.
You've got them
pink
concrete
tiles
with flecks in, like big in the 80s.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a really nice bathroom.
It's like Barbie's dream bathroom.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, it's pink.
But anyway, go on. It does work in your bathroom, so I'll take it back, but I'm not into light pink, personally.
Anyway, so this drunk boyfriend's scraping his shitty ass
all
over the bathroom.
So this drunk boyfriend is as...
Yeah, he's leaving a snail trail. All
right.
My sister hears me having a meltdown and comes to see what's going on and finds me hosing my ex's ass with the shower head and a shit-stained bathroom rug on the floor.
Oh, my
God. It was humiliating.
I did not know that story was going to get worse. I thought we were okay to talk about it.
She kindly helped me put him to bed, but she refused to stay at mine for the rest of the time I was dating him. She broke up with him on the spot.
Oh, get a grip, bitch.
Yeah, it's just a bit of, like, shit.
Just a bit of poo.
Yeah. We've all got drunk and shat.
Do you know what? A Zempic's made me shit the bed.
What has?
A Zempic made me shit the bed.
Recently?
I've not shit the bed in a while, but I had a period when I upped my dose of a Zempic where I'd be bunged up for 4 days.
And then
I'd poop. I'd get a back clog out.
Mm.
But then for the next day, it would be liquid.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't sleep naked anymore, put it that way.
Right, yeah.
But one thing I will say is thank you to the White Company for providing
better. I'm joking.
We had such
that
a good
makes
run.
Makes stains come out. Listen, I don't want to sound minging, and I know straight people will listen to this and go, oh, God, gains are minging. If you're putting your knob in a place where people poo from... You're gonna see a bit of poo from now to time.
Hang on, you've changed it. She wasn't putting her knob in anything. She came and saw a boyfriend shat himself everywhere. That you're going on a different rant.
See,
this is a different thing.
All right, fine, you've called me out, but
bit of shit on your dick is different than
she
shit
needs to
all
get
over
a
your bathroom.
Why is she going in the bathroom then when she can hear two
no.
people in there?
If I
there's no two people in there.
There was.
There wasn't. It was
he
just
was
one
hosing
night.
His boyfriend's bum.
Oh, you're on about the sister.
Yeah.
No, I would be mortified.
I would be like, good for you, brother, for looking after your boyfriend.
Yeah, so would I. I wouldn't be like, great. I'm never staying here
again. I've seen poo.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Fuck off, Becca.
It's a she. The writer is a she. So
yeah.
It's a girl.
She was hosing down her boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hetty's?
Yeah.
I take it all back, the vial. I'm joking. Right, okay, I've misconstrued.
And also, like, I do agree with this girl. It is humiliating if you have to hose down shit off your boyfriend whilst your sister watches. That is quite... I think she's right to be a bit upset about that.
I think get that stick out your ass and get a grip. Genuinely, honestly, it's a bit of
It only smells. Remember that video from years ago?
Efuck.com. Yeah.
It only smells, baby.
I think, yeah, if I... Dan, if I went to yours and you were hosing Kai's ass down because he got too drunk and he'd chat himself, I'd be like, you're a good boyfriend for doing that.
I would, to be honest. I'd go, oh, whoa, sorry. Yeah. Let me know if you want me to grab you a towel and I'll throw it outside the door. Sorry.
I would be like, I'm never coming to yours again, Dan. Yeah. By the way, I can't see Kai again. I've seen him covered in...
covering his own feces and I just can't get the image out of my head. I'm never going to eat Nutella again.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell mummy and daddy never to buy chocolate ever again. You've ruined Christmas. Shut up. I think this podcast has fucked up with my mental psyche.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that bad anymore.
I don't think that's bad at all.
We need to be a study of someone. If you're in uni and you want to do a project, I know I always ignore them emails. But if it's going to be on, has my psyche changed from reading out these stories? I'll do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Lily May's waving her finger in the air, which means either time's she up. Wants some pussy or we need to...
Oh, gossip goddess. Who are we doing?
I actually think, just on based of the conversation that we had, the person who was like, shall I keep kissing my mates or not?
Yeah,
I think...
Because actually, I also make a complete 360 U-turn. I was like, piss off, whatnot. And then I thought, actually, no, there's something serious here.
Here we go. I think because we've got some serious content, I think you're the gossip goddess.
Behaviour behind the behaviour.
Not because of your letter, because of our chat based on your letter.
Yeah.
Which so actually, what? Really, we're giving ourselves the gossip goddess this week.
let's award that. If you can give us some good chat, we'll award that.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Brilliant. So
sure.
Thank you very much. So if you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch with us by all the usual methods, which are letters at gossipdayspod.com, DM us on Instagram at gossipdayspod or WhatsApp or a form. And it's all in this episode's description. And we'll be back on Monday for a Brucey bonus episode, baby. There we go. That's it. Here we go. We're all done. See you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.